or thought is by faith. And I really feel like all these things that's mentioned and by faith and prayer can be fixed. And I heard somebody say this week of faith by grain of mustard seed, and I wasn't going to read that, but I do feel like I need to read that before I even get into my reading lesson. We just need to believe. And a lot of times, my faith, I don't know about y'all, but my faith gets weak. I told them here Wednesday night that I've got where it seems like I say I don't know more than I guess I ever have in my life. I do know. I know the answer. I know the answer is God. And I know the answer is through prayer and through faith. I know that. But a lot of times people are looking for an answer from me, and sometimes I just don't know the answer. Sometimes my children come to me and ask me, looking for advice, and I just don't know the answer. And you just have to be honest. I think the worst advice you can give somebody is the wrong advice. I'm just because they might take it and go with it. So sometimes you just have to say, I don't know. But I have faith in God that He does know. So by faith, and I do want to read that scripture about the mustard seed. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing is impossible for God. And that's what it's saying. By faith, and now I want to go over here in the Hebrew letter, and I want the Hebrew letter, the 11th chapter, I'm not sure who wrote that. Most believe Paul, the Apostle Paul wrote it, and I wouldn't doubt that one bit. I might have even a little more faith in that now than maybe I have in the past. But in this 11th chapter of Hebrews, faith is mentioned 24 times. And like I said, it's called the faith chapter, or most of us call it the faith chapter. So I want to read that, and then I want to try to get into my thought here after a while where all this started in my study. But there's so much going on. Some of you have got different things going on in your lives. Some of you have been through a lot of bad things. Some of you are really hurting. Some of you have been hurt by God's people have hurt you. But I really believe in all my heart, if we'll put our faith in God, by faith, He can take care of these things. So we're going to try to read this, and we'll probably read down to about the 13th verse. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God, and that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered up unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, and God testifying of his gifts, but it being dead yet speaketh. And by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before the translation he had this testimony that it pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, is yet moved with fear, prepared an ark and to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, which was called to go up out into the place which he should, after receiving an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, and not knowing whether he went by faith, he sojourned in the land and promise in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him, and the same promise. And he looked for a city which the foundations, who builder and maker of God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive a seed, and was delivered of a child. And when she was past the age, because the judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang up there even of one and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky and the multitude, and as the sand which is the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers, pilgrims on the earth. And with mistakes we made some. That's reading down to the 13th verse. So we find by faith all these things were done. And I guess, for me, I'm a questioner. Every time when I read something in a Bible, I wondered as I begin to look, why does it say 24 times in the 11th chapter, faith? Why did it go through all this explaining their faith and how all these things were done by faith? So what was the writer thinking about? So I always, when I'm studying, and I'd encourage you to do that, I do think I can give you some good advice in that. Before you look at anything and what you might see in it, always go back, read the chapter before, and read the chapter after, and make sure whatever you're reading, you're taking it in context. But I begin to study upon that, and that is not necessarily our thought, but I want to get into that here just a little bit more later. I want to go here and take for our text, and we'll come back to that, I hope, and pray later, from Habakkuk in the second chapter and the fourth verse. And I don't know if I've ever preached anything out of this book. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. And I want you to know the Apostle Paul quoted at different times, and I want to go read that to you here in a minute, but the Apostle Paul battled solid. We all know we're saved by grace through faith, and that not ourself, but it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And Paul battled this battle solid with these new believers, these new, you might say, converts, especially the one of the Jews, that's the ones he battled with. Even the ones that believed, they still wanted to hang on to the law. They wanted to hang on. A bunch of them still thought you ought to be circumcised to be saved. They were so convinced, and listen, there's still people today, and I'm not here running down nobody. I promise you, I'm not. But there's still people today that still want to add works to salvation. There's people just like they wanted to believe you had to be circumcised. There's people today believe you must be baptized to be saved. They're still hanging on to those type things. There's a lot of people that believe today that you can be saved by God's grace, but yet lose your salvation. If your good works don't outweigh your bad works, you'll still be lost. So we're still fighting that battle. That's never ended. But it seems to me, Paul, that was his biggest battles. He went out and began to preach and organize churches and do the work. He was just constantly going back and forth. And he was telling them over and over and over, you're not saved by your works. You're not saved by circumcision, but you're saved through faith. And I believe that's why it was so important to the writer here in this 11th chapter of Hebrews to go into all this, that all these things were done not by their works, not through circumcision, not by anything other but faith in God. If you'll go read that, you'll find that how the walls of Jericho, it wasn't because they stomped around the building so many times, but it was because they believed God. It was by faith, it says, that the walls fell. That's what he said in the 11th chapter. If you'll go on and read a little further, it was by faith that Abraham went out and followed God and done what God done. It was by faith that Noah built the ark. He believed God and he had faith in God, and his family was saved because of that. You're going to read every time it was through faith in God that all of these things was took care of. Now I'm going to ask you today, and all these things that we have going on, where is our faith? If we really believe God can take care of these things, why ain't we giving them to God and letting him take care of them? See, that was the difference. And we've got to hang on to God and believe that he will reward those that diligently seek him. That ain't just for saved people. It's for me and you alike. If we'll seek out his face, it's because it's impossible to please him without it. There's nothing you can do. You can understand the word of God from the front to the back without faith. It is a dead letter. You can understand everything about it. Paul, so he said, the just shall live by faith. Who is the just? We're justified by faith. We have peace with God because we have faith in God. And so the just are the ones who are justified. So all this goes back to faith. So the just shall walk and live by faith. That's how our lives should be. Every day, we, instead of living and getting caught up in the problems of the world and the problems of our home, we should walk by faith and not by sight. And I want to tell you, that's hard for me to do. You may have it down, but for me, it's hard to do. Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul told them, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, the Jew first, and also unto the Greek. For therein the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. It is written, the just shall live by faith." And that's what the prophet said over there. I went and read to you a while ago, and Paul was telling them, when he said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Why was he saying that? He was saying, "You're saved by faith." This is how this comes about. So the Apostle Paul, I'll read to you again, he fit this battle solid. And we're still fighting it today. I'm telling you we are. There's still people trying to add things to salvation. They still want to add works to it. They want to add, and that's all baptism is. I'm not here to hurt nobody's feeling, but it's a work. I want you to know, if somebody has to assist you with it, it is a work. Salvation is between the man or the person and God, and it's through faith and nothing else. And that's what we believe. That's what the Apostle Paul believed. And I believe that's what this writer of the Hebrews, I'm beginning to think more all the time it was the Apostle Paul. Over here in the Galatians chapter 3, he said in the 10th verse, "For as many as are the works of the law under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith." Once again, the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made of the curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. He told them then that it wasn't by the law. It never was. The law was only a schoolmaster to teach us that we are sinners and that we needed God to be saved. So the Apostle Paul is fighting this battle. And I want you to know today, if we're not careful, each one of us will get caught up in things thinking we can fix things. And I want you to know, I can't fix nothing. I believe God has placed me here to be your under-shepherd. He has placed me here to try to lead and guide and direct you in the best way I know how, to help you to be prayerful and study the Word of God, to be mindful of the things going on out there. But if you don't put your trust and faith in God with the issues that you got going on, all by the guiding and directing, everything I get up here and preach ain't going to do you one bit of good. It won't. Hilltop Church, if we're going to survive the things that are going on this day and time, how are we going to do it? Through prayer and faith. We're going to have to believe God that He can still tear down walls. We're going to have to believe God that He can still separate the Red Sea. We're going to have to believe God that He can still give a baby when we're 90 years old and out of due season. We're going to have to believe that God is able to do all things. Amen. Not just say it, but believe it. It's easy to say it. But honey, when it comes down to believing, I thought this: how all this come about, this study and how I got on all this. And you say, what's one thing got to do with another? I got to studying on the whole armor of God. And the Lord started directing me around. I'm going to be honest with you, I've studied on four or five things this week, and I never could get real settled. I want it to be of the Lord. I ain't into this just going and reading something and thinking, boy, that sounds pretty good to me. I want to have a burden. I've read two or three things this week and studied them and got all fired up about it. I got up one morning and told my wife, I said, boy, I got a thought. It's good. And it was good. I was just tickled to death and couldn't wait to come tell y'all about it. And all of a sudden, you know what happened? Nothing. I mean, it meant nothing to me. And it was no way I knew I could even try to preach on that. So I had to let it go. Why? Because it was of me and it wasn't of God. I want you to know we have to put our trust in the Lord and not lean upon our own understanding. Because it just won't work. I'm going to try to get back here in a little while and I'll be done. I realize we have a big day. I want you to think about some things. Why Paul had such a hard time with these people on faith. And we're going to get back around to that. And I hope you understand why he had a hard time. And something that just amazed me. I could not believe it. I know I had to see it before, but it just blew me plumb out of the water. How did I overlook this? Why did they have such trouble believing just in the faith of God? And why did this Hebrew writer have to go through so many of the elders that come before him and tell him it was through faith all these things were done? Not of the works that they had done, but it's all through faith. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Wherefore, take ye on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel and peace. All these things are very important. Well, the Apostle Paul wouldn't told them to put these things on. But listen, here's the one that got my attention. When it comes to fighting against the devil, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Through faith is how you will quench those fiery darts, that shield. And if you'll go over Abraham in the 15th chapter of Genesis, it said, God told him, I am your shield. And I want you to know, when we put our faith in God and say, God, here it is. Here it is. You be my shield. Let me put my faith and trust in you. Then he can put out. That's what quench means. Those darts. Have you seen any darts lately? Has any darts come flying at your family? Has any darts come flying at the United States of America? Has any darts come flying at our school system? Has any darts come flying at our communities? Has any darts come flying at our churches? Has any darts come flying at you? They have me. And it seems like more of them are landed. Why are they firing darts? They're not just made to kill you. They're made to destroy you. That's what he's out to do. He's out to destroy your life completely. He wants to leave you with nothing, burn you up completely. The shield of faith is how all these things are destroyed. How all these things are completed. I looked up the shield, and it's like a hedge. Job, Satan told God, he said, ain't you got a hedge around Job? Have we lowered our shield lately? So I begin to think more about this, and why I'm going to say the Apostle Paul, and that Levis chapter, why he went through, and I'm fixing to tell you why I believe those people, those Jews, they'd been taught over and over that they had to do all this, keep the law. They'd been told over and over, you must be circumcised. They've been told over and over, you must make this sacrifice once a year. And they go back and they make that sacrifice year after year, lamb after lamb after lamb. No telling how many, that much blood poured out. And they've been told that, and it was instilled in them in such a way they would not let it go. You know why he told them, he quoted Habakkuk there of the 2 and 4, that the just shall walk by faith. You know how many times in the Old Testament that it mentions faith? Guess how many times? I've never noticed it before. I looked it up. Faith, no doubt how many times. You know how many times it's mentioned. It's mentioned 2 times. 2 times. Once in Deuteronomy 32 and 20, it said they hid their face. He hid his face from them because these people had no faith. And over in Listen, he told them there, the just shall walk by faith. So all this time, it didn't seem Moses or the prophets talked about faith very much. And you can say what you want, but they didn't. It just ain't either. Twice, it was mentioned. All they was concerned about was what they could do for God that they might be saved. How many of us today are trying to fix all the problems on what we can do for God that we might can fix it? But you know what the Hebrew writer told them? Y'all ever heard me talk about my daddy? Growing up, I think I was a grown man just a year or two before he died. Was the first time I ever heard my daddy tell me he loved me. I went to leave one night and I said, "Daddy, I love you." And he said, "I love you." There never, ever was a time in my life that I didn't believe my daddy loved me. What I want you to get a hold of this. They may not have talked about faith. Moses may have never wrote it down in every chapter, every verse, every book. But I want you to know they knew they was to live by it, to walk by it. And that's what the Hebrew writer was saying over and over. It was because of faith and they believed God. I want you to know they may have not have read it over and over, but they knew it. They trusted God. Amen. I think it's 279 times you'll find it in the New Testament. You go look up just anything, and it'll all be five or six times more in the Old Testament than it is the New, because the Old Testament is so much bigger. But you go home and look up faith. Our problem is we're not living by faith. The just, if you've been justified, you should live by it. That's the reason I can't sleep, Lisa. She gave me a painting for Christmas and it had two little turtles going out to the water's edge. And it said, "Get some sleep. Let God have it. Get some sleep." The reason I can't sleep, because I just don't have the faith I should have. If I believe God, why did Sarah laugh? Why did Abraham, we get on Sarah about laughing. Why did Abraham laugh when God said he was going to give him a child? Why? Because they did not have the faith. But even in that, when God come up and said, "Yeah, I'm going to give you one," Sarah began to believe. There's been different times when I think there's no hope. There's no way this can be fixed. There's no way this is going to work out. And I go to praying and praying about it. And all of a sudden, guess what happens? When I finally get there, I know I can't fix this. And I take up the shield of faith. Yes, who does? And you say, "Well, Jeff, what's that got to do with anything about the just shall walk by faith? What's that got anything? Why you think he said that in the 11th chapter?" Go back with me two verses into the 10th chapter. This is setting up your 11th chapter. And the writer said this in the 38th. "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." He told them. They talked about the sacrifices in the 10th chapter. And he goes back and lets them know that all this has come to an end. The just shall walk by faith. And then they go into the 11th chapter, and he explains over and over and over. Yes, they was all, we've always been saved by faith through grace. Every one of us, each and every one of us. But they could not let go of their self. That was their problem. You say this or you can say that. We've been taught some things through our lifetime that just ain't biblical, that we just can't let go of. And you know what it's doing? It's killing us. So the writer took the whole chapter, 11th chapter of Hebrews, and just bang, bang. And Brother Lyon says bullet point after bullet point, man and woman after man and woman, explaining them that all these things were done by faith. Why? That we might understand. It wasn't just for them, it's also for me and you. When's the last time you picked up the shield of faith? When James said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you, how many of y'all has that ever worked for? Tell me the truth. I mean, he's been on my case before. I tried it several times. Get behind me, Satan. Never has worked, not one time. But you know when it does work? It's when you do it in the order he said to do it. He first says, submit yourself to God and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. When you have faith in God, then he'll flee from you. So if you, today, as we go into the conference, and you think you've got all the answers to fix everything, good luck. Now, I ain't saying everything's bad. Everything ain't bad, but we got some stuff we got to deal with. Stuff people we love. We've got committees out on. We've got to get a revival helper. Anybody y'all thought of anybody for revival helper, or has anybody prayed for somebody? It's through faith. By faith, all those things was done. And I want to tell you today, if we don't get the shield of faith going, he's going to destroy us. The hedge has been lowered. The shield has been dropped. Have you seen any churches get destroyed lately? Can it happen to you? Everybody thinks it never happened to me. Every church thinks it never happened to them. It can happen. I've lived through it. I've seen it. And it can happen here. Where's our faith? You may say, I still don't see where none of that's got anything to do with faith. Only been mentioned twice in the Old Testament. I'll ask you this then. Is being saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourself, but it is the gift of God, mean anything to you? How many times have you heard that? I asked you. They walked, they lived by faith. They didn't talk about it. They done it. That's the difference today. We talk a big game. But when it comes to living it, we come up short. That's why every time we take something to God and we say, I give this to God and I feel better today, and next week it's right back? Why is that? Why? Why does it bother you again the next week? Because you really didn't give it to God. I know. But I'm trying to learn to give it to God. I hope somebody got something out of this. It's something to all that. I'm telling you, the Apostle Paul fit it solid. I fight it today solid. I'm still, they was trying to fix their souls. They was trying to fix all their issues by leaving God out of it. And I'm still doing the same thing. We need to read the 11th chapter of Hebrews over and over and realize if anything's going to get fixed, anything's going to be done, it's going to be through the faith in God. Amen. If you got us a song, brother, we'll have a song.